Mid-America Network News, I am Blake Cripps. Kansas is cutting off Medicaid reimbursements to a Planned Parenthood affiliate, largely based on allegations against affiliates in other states. The State Department of Health and Environment has sent a letter informing Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri that it was terminating its status as a provider under the state's Medicaid program. Department spokeswoman Cassie Sparks confirmed the action, as did the group on Wednesday. Documents obtained through an open records request show KDHE first informed Planned Parenthood and intended to cut off Medicaid reimbursements in a letter dated in March. And Saline County and a former interim director of the Saline County Health Department have reached a $75,000 settlement over a sexual discrimination claim. Salina Journal reports the county said this week it denied liability associated with the claim, and that would allow an insurance company to resolve the matter and avoid further litigation costs. Mid-America Network News.
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday with amazing deals of the day starting Thursday at 5 p.m. Save 45 to 60% on select fine jewelry. Clearance sportswear for her and juniors, 60% off. Take 60% off suits, suit separates, blazers, and more. Take an extra 30 to 50% off clearance handbags. And travel select luggage sets, $39.99 after $20 mail-in rebate. Earn plenty points during Macy's one-day sale. Plenty, lots of points, lots of places, one rewards program. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This year, I want to grow vegetables I can actually eat.
I talk with Kat about watering and soil. I even suggest that she plant beans because they release nitrates that nourish the soil.
Ace is the place to learn beans really are the magical fruit.
Now through Monday only, print out the coupon at AceHardware.com and get 25% off one regular priced item under $50. Offer valid through May 9th at participating stores. Limit one, exclusions apply, see coupon. Must present coupon to redeem offer.
The Kansas Republican Party's chairman and other top GOP officials say they will support Donald Trump as the party's nominee for president. Not all Republicans are ready to back the brash billionaire now that he is the presumed GOP presidential candidate. State GOP Chairman Kelly Arnold predicted Wednesday that Kansas Republicans who have opposed Trump's bid for nomination will come home during the general election. Texas Senator Ted Cruz won the state's caucuses to claim 24 of the 40 convention delegates. Arnold, one of those delegates, but said he will support Trump. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback, U.S. Senator Pat Roberts reiterated promises to support the GOP nominee, but State Representatives Amanda Grosserode of Lenexa, Brett Hildebrand of Shawnee said that they can never support Trump. They were both supporters of Cruz. And following Kansas withholding Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood, Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri has sued the state. Mid-America Network News.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Kansas. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Kansas State High School Activities Association and the Kansas Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Work continues on a fiber project within the city of Marysville as Blue Valley Telecommunications expands bandwidth and internet speeds available for local businesses. The first phase from 12th Road West to 19th Street is expected to be complete later this month. A second phase will include businesses along Center Street and Broadway, with completion expected this fall. Blue Valley Telecommunications is a local provider of internet services, telephone, cellular, and cable television services. A Southeast Community College student in Beatrice was suspended and arrested on terror threats after a conversation with an instructor resulted in Jeffrey C. Pierce, age 21, of Dorchester, indicating that he had thoughts of committing a mass murder on the campus. The interaction was part of a discussion which aggravated Pierce, who was arrested and was being held on $10,000 bond. Marshall County Partnership for Growth invites the public to a brainstorming session Thursday, May 5th at noon to generate ideas for improving Marshall County. Participants are welcome to bring a sack lunch. The event will be held at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Gage County Relay for Life raised nearly $60,000 toward the American Cancer Society during the 19th annual fundraising event held this past weekend in Beatrice. Sarah Kessinger of Marysville was elected recently as president of the Kansas Press Association. She is publisher of the Marysville Advocate. Her father, Howard Kessinger, previously served as president in 1990-91. Community Memorial Healthcare is accepting applications for the Hoppenstedt Nursing Scholarship to be awarded a student who has been accepted into a registered nursing program at an accredited school of nursing. Applicants must be a graduate of a Marshall County High School, have proof of admittance to a nursing program, and meet other eligibility requirements. Additional details are available through Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville. Terry John Bacon Jr., age 23, of Wymore, passed away Friday. A memorial service is planned Friday, 11 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Wymore for Terry Bacon Jr. Carlos Arroyo of Belleville, formerly of Axtell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the National Cemetery at Leavenworth Monday. Visitation Friday, noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Carlos Arroyo. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lemon pepper fish, baked potato, a muffin, pea salad, and peaches. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potato and gravy, a roll, Brussels sprouts, and apple cake. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville High track team at Sabetha this afternoon. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With Mother's Day around the corner, 4Carats can make shopping for mom a breeze. From the moment you walk in, they have the top gift ideas on display. 4Carats has gifts in all shapes and sizes and in all price ranges. There's definitely something special for your special mom. Let the breeze take you into 4Carats for your Mother's Day shopping needs. Your mom will be glad you did.
The annual Mother's Day Market is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 6th, 7th, and 8th. 120 plus vendors featuring antiques, crafts, food, and fun. Friday, noon until 6, Saturday, 9 to 6, Sunday, 9 to 5, in the Marysville City Park. Enjoy the art show at the Marysville Junior High Gymnasium. The Mother's Day Chicken Barbecue Sunday, serving 11 to 2. Dine in or carry out. Activities at the Marysville City Park Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Leftover showers still across parts of New England and up and down the East Coast. Heading through the Appalachians, a few isolated showers across the upper Midwest, but a nice warm-up on the way out west. High terrain of the Cascades and the Sierra Nevada, as well as the Rockies, still seeing some spotty garden variety shower activity. Some residual flooding continues from New York down the Carolina coast. It's been a wet week. They've had some very heavy rain. That will abate as warm, dry winds blow in over the next several days. Speaking of windy, it is very windy in the southeastern United States today and across Florida. More windy conditions across the south and western United States, Nevada, Arizona, Southern California. Wind advisories out in that proximity. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhouse.
Average high temperature early May, 72. Record high in the state, 92 in 1943. The average low, 50. The record low, 28 in 1907. Sunset this evening at 8:20. Sunrise in the morning at 6:18. Sunshine and 40 this morning in Marysville with light winds. Barometer 30.08 inches. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 5th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Mother's Day is a time to feel loved and appreciated. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville will help you honor your mother. Willow Tree Angels are the perfect way to celebrate mom, with the mother-daughter figurine, the Way We Are Three figurine celebrating that new mom in your life, or the Quietly Mother and Children, which captures the quiet moments with mom. If you're looking for something that sparkles, All Mikasa Crystal is 25% off just in time for Mother's Day. Moms make life good, and Reflections Hallmark makes shopping for mom even better.
Spend Friday afternoon with your friends at CJ Express West and help them celebrate their one-year anniversary. It's a celebration from 2:30 until 6 where you'll enjoy free Jolly Rancher slushes and free ice cream cones. Plus, there are games to play and prizes to win all afternoon. And don't forget, there are photos with Dino all afternoon long. A lottery wheel is from 4 to 6, and the pizza eating contest is at 5 at CJ Express West this Friday.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. After day two of the hard winter wheat quality tour, scouts visited 606 stops, calculating an average yield 48.2 bushels per acre, up from 34.4 estimate last year. 20 vehicles traveled on six routes between Colby and Wichita, Kansas, where they ran into increased disease pressure as they moved south and east. The crop looked better than last year. Southwest portions of the state showed some signs of fall drought stress, but with recent rains, the prospects of the crop have increased. Most of this year's route of the tour, the group sees little signs of moisture in the field, but topsoil moisture adequate this year. Some areas may even see some water standing in some fields. Many have been sprayed for stripe rust. It definitely made an impact in the crop. Scouts reported seeing more viral disease than fungal disease. Overall, though, stands are good. Mark Hodges from Plains Grain Incorporated reported the estimated yield in Oklahoma, 33.6 bushels the acre, 3.82 million acres harvesting, resulting in a production 128.5 million bushels, making it an above-average crop. Today, scouts continuing the tour. Stops between Wichita and Manhattan. A wrap-up meeting will be held in Manhattan when overall yield and production estimates will be announced. A government official from Mexico warns that anti-trade policy being pushed by U.S. presidential candidates would deal a severe blow to the global economy. Mexican economic minister told Reuters that a plan to impose a 35% tariff on many Mexican goods would violate global trade deals and spark chaos if enacted. While not naming specific candidates, the official was referring to a plan outlined by Donald Trump. Trump and Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton both expressed opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement awaiting approval by Congress. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. The anti-trade headwinds reached a fever pitch in the Indiana primary, which now has a Trump-Clinton matchup for presidency and nearly a certainty, while agriculture faces a war over trade. American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson says Farm Bureau is well aware of the anti-trade forces now aligned against farmers on and off the campaign trail and is ready for the fight.
In order to have our members armed with the best information, we're ramping up our trade education efforts. It's not just about what the agreements do for U.S. agriculture, which are TPP in our analysis are overwhelmingly positive. But it's also about some of the basic questions about the role of trade in our economy. And we really haven't had those kind of questions raised in a while, and we're bringing them up.
Meanwhile, former Clinton administration trade advisor Paul Drazik says agriculture needs to wage the trade battle even more so at the local level. Soil temperatures a Thursday morning. These are 4-inch morning soil temperatures as of 7 o'clock this morning. A little bit warmer in Kansas, not much change in Nebraska. Nebraska still looking at upper 40s across the entire state. As a matter of fact, 47, 48, and 49 degrees across the entire state of Nebraska this morning. Kansas running a few degrees warmer. We're looking at low 50s across the entire state, except for about 8 counties right across the northern tier of Kansas. Those are still upper 40s and low 50s. And in Oklahoma, we're seeing the Panhandle counties, all three of them check in this morning at 52 degrees. We warm to 53 and 54 degrees as we go from west to east across the northern tier of counties in Oklahoma, slowly warming up. Soil temperature report, Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
We treat those cattle like our lives depended on it because they do. We know what to give them so that they can produce to the best of their ability and be as comfortable as possible while doing it. Beyond financial, beyond profit, if we're treating these cattle well, they work better for us. And it requires a lot of patience, but it's very rewarding too.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect practiced daily.
Isn't it great that a food you crave can be so good for you as well? Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great. But did you know that there are 29 cuts of beef that meet government guidelines for lean? Each one contains less than 10 grams of total fat, 4.5 grams or less of saturated fat, and less than 95 milligrams of cholesterol per 3.5 ounce servings. May is Beef Month, so go lean with protein and buy beef. It's what's for dinner. This May Beef message brought to you by WIC Buildings.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. There is a television commercial that's running quite a bit now showing a man standing in a farm field face-to-face with a cow, thanking the cow for the milk that goes into the yogurt that this man loves. And then the man takes off in fear, which I found funny because the cow was certainly not in attack mode and he was in no danger of being attacked. Anyway, there is a yogurt company, Danone, that is trying to influence farm practices right down to the dirt. More about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at barnesandnoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to maxarmstrongbook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's maxarmstrongbook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, maxarmstrongbook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, maxarmstrongbook.com.
We are seeing and hearing about this more and more often. Large food companies and restaurant chains dictating to farmers how they raise their animals and how they produce their products. Cage-free eggs is the issue that jumps to mind. But now, here comes Danone Yogurt, the largest yogurt company that does about $26 billion a year in sales, dictating to its producers how it wants its milk produced. Under a new supply system the company announced last week, farmers in the program have to adhere to Danone-dictated animal welfare standards and work to improve and conserve soil on their farms, among other things, not the least of which is to require all feed for cows producing milk for Danone be GMO-free. That's a big undertaking, given that about, well, over 90% of all corn grown for feed in the United States is from GMO seed. All the milk in Danone's yogurt will come directly from farms and two co-ops whose members have agreed to the plan. One supplier is McCarty Family Farms, which has three dairy operations in Kansas and one in Nebraska. Ken McCarty, one of four brothers running those farms, said the family had agreed to be guinea pigs of a sort, striking a deal with Danone in 2011 that served as a test of what the company was trying to do. This has been good for the McCartys because their dairy herd has more than doubled to 8,500 cows, producing about 76,000 gallons of milk every day. This partnership with Danone allowed the McCartys to build a milk condensing plant that reclaims 20 million gallons of water a year, which they use to water fields where they grow some of the feed for their herd and for other purposes. The McCartys and the six other farms shipping directly to Danone get a price guarantee to even out milk's notoriously volatile prices. McCarty says that allows us to focus on the things we are truly passionate about, rather than worrying about a milk market we cannot control. One of the biggest challenges to the Danone plan is getting farmers who supply the feed to the dairies to begin to plant seeds that are not genetically modified. Danone hopes to be GMO-free by 2018. Back after this.
No one knows your farm better than you, but a bit of help from the industry's top agronomists, climatologists, engineers, and plant scientists can change the way you view your fields. Introducing Climate Field View, the first integrated support tool providing customized insights specific to your operation. See how Climate Field View can help you maximize your yields by contacting Wesley Hedges with the Farmers Cooperative at 402-239-3749.
Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 11 to 1,200 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignment listings include 11 Red Angus pairs running age, 6 black pairs, first and second calf, 6 older black pairs, 15 black bred cows and pairs running age, 2 black cows, fall calvers, 3 to 4 years old, 4 black first calf heifer pairs. 34 mixed bulls and heifers weigh 3 to 5, 35 black steers and heifers 350 to 5, 20 weighing at 4 to 5, 18 weighing 4 to 5, and a dozen weighing 4 to 5. 30 mixed steers and heifers 4 to 5, 50. 33 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 50 weighing in at 4 to 6. 75 black and Charlet steers and heifers 450 to 6. 30 black and Charlet cross steers and heifers 450 to 650. 5 mixed steers weigh 5 to 5 and a quarter. 12 black steers and heifers 5 to 6, 50 weighing 5 to 6, 70 weighing at 5 to 7, and 55 weighing 5.5 to 650. 200 black steers and heifers 5, 50 to 7, 6 black steers 6 to 7, 62 black heifers 8 to 8 and a quarter, 73 black steers 8 to 925, 75 weighing 975 to 1,000 pounds, and 82 black steers 1,000 to 1,025. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY, sunny and 40. 77 our forecast high with abundant sunshine today, warming into the 80s Thursday and Friday.
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has several pickups in on trade, including a like-new 2013 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab. It's a Z71 four-wheel drive model. And a 2014 Ford F-150 XLT X-Steady Cab model. At the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. In a baseball showdown between the Sunflower State teams, Kansas State reeled off 4 runs in the first 3 innings and held on to beat the Wichita State Shockers 5-2 yesterday at X Stadium. Zach Redding finished 2-for-3 with 2 doubles, while Luke Ritter and Trey Vickers each went for 2-for-4. Kansas State University added 1 in the 9th for the final score of 5-2. In Royals baseball, Daniel Murphy finished a triple shy of the cycle. Slumping slugger Bryce Harper also went deep, and the Washington Nationals routed the floundering Kansas City Royals 13-2 yesterday. Following yesterday's game against the Washington Nationals, the Kansas City Royals announced they have optioned outfielder Terrence Gore to Northwest Arkansas. I'm Stephanie Austin with your sports report from Mid-America Network News.
A CropQuest consultant is more important than ever in today's economy. We know that you can't afford to make a mistake in your farming operation. Make every operating dollar count. A CropQuest consultant brings the knowledge you need to make the right decisions. You can't afford not to have us. Call us today at 620-225-2233 to connect with a CropQuest consultant. That's 620-225-2233. Or find us online at CropQuest.com.
Over-the-road drivers at exit 46, I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, sits MJ's Truck Repair with 18 service bays, 11 mechanics, specializing in Cummins, Cat, Detroit, Mercedes, Volvo, and Mack, as well as any trailer you pull. And a parts and service department opens 6 days a week. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, is the largest over-the-road specialist between Wichita and Salina. 800-835-0069. MJ's Truck Repair, 800-835-0069.
The Cleveland Cavaliers enjoyed a 2-0 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals after setting a pair of three-point records in a 123-98 pounding of Atlanta. The Cavs hit 18 threes in the first half and 25 overall, smashing the previous league playoff records set by Golden State last week. J.R. Smith scored 23 points on 7-for-13 from beyond the arc, while LeBron James added a game-high 27 points to the rout.
North Carolina forward Kennedy Meeks has told the school that he will return for his senior season rather than make himself available for the NBA draft. Meeks just helped the Tar Heels win the ACC title and reach the NCAA championship game, averaging 9.2 points, 5.9 rebounds in 33 games, including 28 starts. Nyquist has drawn the number 13 post for Saturday's Kentucky Derby after being made the early 3-1 favorite to win the 142nd Run for the Roses. I'm Stephanie Austin.